People in their backyards, sometimes they have a place with fish, with goldfish. And yeah. What do they keep?
Goldfish pond, I've heard it called.
Mm-hmm. And there's a kind of a ditch along an upgraded road. Do you know what that's called?
A ditch along an upgraded road. There's a word in my mind, but I'm not speaking it. Not the bar ditch.
I've heard that. Bar ditch.
Heard of a bar ditch.
Do you know what's a bar ditch exactly?
Well, that's a good question. I guess it gives an extra measure of safety in that if the road is narrow, or even if it's not narrow, you can sort of get off the road and down to the bar ditch and not turn over, hopefully, and avoid a collision or something.
Yeah, okay. Now, soil that is no good for planting is called what?
Caliche.
Okay, how about good
your
soil?
Grandfather used to be called Don Caliche. He wrote a newspaper on.
Yeah, I know. you know why that is? You know why he took that name? Because in the old days there was a garden club called the Caliche Dons.
Oh, really?
And so he asked them if he could use the club name as his pen name. good soil would be called what?
Ditch soil?
Good soil.
Good soil. Loam.
Okay. A place in front of houses that's cement is called what? A strip of cement in front of a bunch of houses.
A deck? Or?
Well, in front of all the houses in a neighborhood. It goes down the line of houses.
Oh, a sidewalk.
Right. Mm-hmm. A street with houses on either, like it's a residential street with houses on either side, and then there's a row of trees down the middle of the street, and cars can go on one side of the trees, and cars can come on the other side of the trees going the other way. Do you know what that street is called? What kind of street that is?
A residential street?
But it has a name, like it has a grand name.
Like a boulevard?
Yeah, would it be a boulevard?
What do you think of that more? Well, I think, not necessarily, but in more richer areas of mm-hmm. town or something. Although Yandle used to be called, it still officially is called Yandle Boulevard, but it sure has gone downhill, you know, as in the old days.
I think it's kind of funny in El Paso.
We don't hear many boulevards. There might be one or two that we have that I just don't mm-hmm. think of at the minute.
I think in El Paso, boulevard refers to the direction of the street and not to the actual what kind of street it is. But there's certain areas of the city where boulevards go one way and avenues go the other way.
Well, that may be so. And I know I live in Casitas Coronado, this gated community complex, mm-hmm. condominium complex on the side of the mountain, just above Coronado Country Club, and some of the feature called drives. They have cul-de-sacs going off the main street. Drives.
Mm-hmm.
Pershing Drive here in El Paso is called Drive.
Yeah, there's a lot of drives.
As opposed to street.
Mm-hmm. What other names would you have for paved roads?
Other words for paved roads. None that I know. Well, you know, I probably might some time to think of something, but highways, you mean?
Okay. Or do you have names for roads because of the fact that they're paved? Would you ever refer to a road according to what kind of pavement it was?
I never did, or okay. never heard.
How about unpaved roads?
Unimproved roads.
Oh, okay. That's a good one. A roadway through a mountain is called